This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Fast and the Frivolous with Jono and Harry.
It is your Tuesday Drive Show, 25 minutes past five. We've got another special guest in the studio from Multicultural Arts Victoria. It's a lovely Robin. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for those people that don't know all those whole lot of words, Multicultural Arts Victoria would imply that you do something with the arts in Victoria, but exactly what do you do?
We're kind of a peak organisation that promotes diversity in the Melbourne art scene in Victoria, and actually we kind of work internationally as well at the moment.
Okay.
Yep, so we put on a series of events based on needs in the community to represent, you know, the multicultural communities in Australia.
Now, Melbourne Fringe Festival is coming up, and you're involved with that for an event called Rights at the Round Table.
Yeah, Righteous Rights at the Round Table. So
who came looking for who? Did you go to Melbourne Fringe and say we want to do something, or did they come to you and say we want to do something?
They came to us.
Righto.
Yeah.
And did help?
Well, they wanted to kind of get involved with a more multicultural and diverse audience, so this is a great partnership for that.
Okay. Now, Righteous Rights at the Round Table is a bit of a forum, isn't it?
Yep, so it's a youth-driven forum. We're going to be discussing young people's experiences based on topics that young people have told us are important to them, and we're going to do that through workshopping ideas through hip-hop, spoken word and zine making.
Oh, wow. That covers quite a bit.
Just some light topics.
Yeah.
and what was going to be expected from the individuals involved, you know, throughout the day?
So it's a free forum. There's no RSVPs. You can just come along. And basically, as a participant or someone coming along, you can come and listen. You can come and talk and share your experiences, perform, create pieces. We're going to be recording. It's really up to you how you want to get involved on the day.
And who's it targeting? Obviously, like youth, but you know, can sort of anyone go along, or you want people that, you know, have got an opinions on racial profiling, intergenerational, that's too big a word for this time of night, relationships?
Look, it's pretty broad. The age group's 16 to 25. And yeah, we want people from lots of different communities to come along so they can have their say. It's just really an opportunity for young people to have a voice, really.
Okay, and what are you hoping for the outcomes to be from the people that are involved?
Well, this year we've got a Frankston-based zine collective called A Zine Thing coming, and they're going to be encouraging participants to draw, write poems, write down opinions, and we're going to actually collate it into a zine called the Righteous Zine.
Oh, wow.
What's a zine?
It's kind of like...
Oh, Grandpa.
Come on.
What's a zine? Is this a young generation Y term that I don't know?
No, it's been around for a long time.
What's a zine?
Robin?
It's kind of like self-publishing, DIY publishing, so you can...
But like a book or a poster
book,
or a
magazines, yeah, you can do like magazines, books.
A zine.
And there's shops dotted all around the city that sell zines, and you know, you can make them yourself, send them in, and then they sell them, and then you can get part of, you know, your money back and different things.
Amazing.
It's amazing, and there's some great ones out there. And
I'll have to check that out.
You will?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring one in.
I think I'm too old for the youth forum, but I might go check out Make a Zine. Hey, thanks for coming in today. If people want to know more about Righteous Rights at the Round Table, it's happening on the 28th of September, which is only a couple of weeks away. And for more information,
multiculturalarts.com.au.
Otherwise, you can find it on the Melbourne Fringe Festival website, which is melbournefringe.com.au. If you're a young person, get out there and get involved.
Great.
Thank you for coming on, Joy.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.